Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
And me, Rob. Hey, Feifei, I have a little challenge for you.
Oh, good. I like a challenge.
Right. Well, can you name a bird that has bright feathers?
A parrot?
Nope. It has big, colourful feathers that it sticks up when it's showing off and trying to attract a mate.
Got it. A peacock. Why are you asking?
Well, it's a clue for this authentic English phrase. Can you think of an expression which describes someone showing off to attract attention?
Yes, Rob, it's peacocking. I often use it to describe you. But Rob, peacocking never impresses me.
Well, Feifei, you are hard to impress. But maybe these examples of peacocking will.
Why does Dev have to wear that bright shirt and walk around the office talking and laughing loudly? It's obvious that he's peacocking, but to me, he's just annoying.
When we first met, I was impressed by John's flashy clothes and constant jokes. But he was obviously peacocking because now he just wears jeans and never says anything funny.
I thought my peacocking skills would work wonders on our blind date. Unfortunately, she told me I was just showing off and I just needed to be myself. I don't think I'll be seeing her again.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. We're talking about peacocking, which describes someone showing off to attract attention and impress people.
Originally, it described an extreme and over-the-top way a man might dress and the arrogant way he might behave to attract a woman.
Yes, I can see why you would have been good at that, Rob.
Well, women do it now too, Feifei. For example, by bragging on Instagram about the amazing things they've done.
OK, it seems like anyone can be guilty of peacocking these days.
Well, you'd never find me peacocking, Feifei. I'm not the sort of person to show off. I hate to attract attention.
What do you mean, Rob? You're always the centre of attention.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The English We Speak.
From the BBC.